This is Ozarks at Large. The mountain bike trail boom that's happening across northwest Arkansas is now spreading to Eureka Springs. In the next year, the area could see as many as 20 more miles of biking and hiking trails, starting with a project at Lake Leatherwood. In part one of a story about Eureka Springs biking, Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us about the new trails in that part of town and why Eureka is jumping on board.
The equipment and rock-solid trail contracting crew arrived at Lake Leatherwood the Monday after Thanksgiving. Since then, they've been building the first of what will eventually be four new downhill lines, in addition to the existing line on the west side of the lake.
We've been looking at what did we have that everywhere else didn't have in this explosion of boom, and we'd identified that it was our downhill course was something that not many places had, certainly not with the shuttle capability.
That's Justin Huss, the director of the Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation Commission.
We have between 400 and 500 foot elevation drop in the current downhill, and if you lay that out, you can get quite a good distance out of that. So that alone, just the geography of it, of the area, is great.
Downhill mountain biking is, as the name suggests, driven by gravity. Mountain bikers start at the top of the trail and navigate their way down to the bottom. The skilled ones do it fast. Downhill trails tend to be full of features like large rocks, drops, and jumps.
The idea behind gravity riding is that it is a little bit more on the advanced end, but it's more playful and more fun, so it's bringing a lot of new people into the sport.
Aaron Rogers is the owner and president of Rock Solid Trail Contracting, which has been brought in from Michigan to build all the new downhill lines at Lake Leatherwood.
So we wanted to utilize kind of the first two ridges closest to Highway 62 there and create as many gravity experiences as we could within that zone, so we have this whole gravity area, and it would be like the first gravity area to be kind of developed in, you know, the northwest Arkansas region.
Rogers is a well-known trail builder, and his claim to fame in many ways is the trail system in Copper Harbor, Michigan. The system now includes 35 miles of trail and ranks in the top 20 trail systems in the world. Rogers says the trails attract 25 to 30,000 users a year to Copper Harbor.
I mean, it's 88 people at the end of the road, 300 people in the summer during business season, but really all they have is tourism. That's it. And it's at the end of the road, so there's no way to get there unless people make it a destination.
Justin Huss says Eureka Springs is already established as a destination, a quirky mountain town in the Arkansas Ozarks with winding streets, Victorian homes, haunted hotels, and plenty of unique restaurants and shops. But Huss says the city also wants to become a destination for mountain bikers.
This is a new group and some new blood to bring into the community. And in our historic, you know, visitor base is aging, you know, and some of the aspects of it.
Huss says the Downhill Trails project has moved along quickly. Initial discussions with the Walton Family Foundation started a little over 2 months ago.
We did slow the process down a little bit. When we were first contacted 2 months ago, everybody wanted to start in a couple weeks. And we just had a few things we had to figure out.
The Parks and Recreation Commission approved a cooperative agreement with the Walton Family Foundation for the Downhill Trails project in late November. And Huss says the commission is putting in $50,000 for Miners Rock Trail improvements. The foundation will cover the cost of building the downhill course in the form of a donation. But Huss says the Parks and Rec Commission made sure they have final approval of any trail plans to make sure their concerns are addressed before anything is built.
The biggest challenge we face is the interface with our existing Miners Rock Trail.
Huss says Miners Rock is one of the more popular trails at Lake Leatherwood, and during the planning phase of the downhill trails, he found a portion of the trail was built on property that doesn't belong to the city. Huss says that's something that will have to be addressed. Safety is another concern, he says, making sure the downhill trails don't intersect with the existing Miners Rock Trail in a way that could put hikers and mountain bikers at risk.
Finding the balance in there to maintain what's one of our iconic trails with the actual Miners Rock, the standing rocks, sinkholes, some of those things up there, we want to be able to make sure we maintain and or honor that trail. And that's a little challenge, and we're working on that as we continue on.
Huss says the Downhill Trails project has also been able to progress quickly because the Parks and Rec Commission was already working with field botanist Theo Witzel of the Arkansas Department of Natural Heritage on a resource inventory at Lake Leatherwood. Huss says protecting areas around the lake known as glades is a top priority.
We have good maps and good data on that.
Huss says one of the members of the Parks and Rec Commission has also been working with Aaron Rodgers, who is a botanist himself.
One of our commissioners, Stephen Foster, who's author of several Peterson Field Guides, has been out with them identifying unique plants in the area, which we do have.
Rodgers says as a trail builder, he has a responsibility to the land to have as little impact as possible.
You're talking about a 3 to 4 foot ribbon of dirt, you know, through a wood. So think about actually how many square feet, like, of impact we're having compared to other forms of development. It's actually very minimal. You know, a mountain biker's experience is within that 4 foot ribbon of trail. You know, they're not wandering off, whereas hikers have more of a tendency to cut trail and create more impact.
And although it may not seem like it to some, Rogers says mountain bikers are land and resource conservationists at heart.
As a user group, we want access to, you know, the forest, the terrain, getting out into the wilderness.
Justin Huss says so far the Parks and Rec Commission has approved one of the 4 new downhill lines. And while Rogers and his crew build that one, the commission will assess the suggested routes for the other 3 downhill lines. Huss says the city has also been able to acquire land at the top of the downhill course area off of Highway 62, where they plan to build a parking lot and a helipad, as downhill riding is inherently more dangerous than other types of mountain biking. He's also working with City Transit to establish a potential shuttle from the bottom of the downhill course back to the top.
The one really nice thing that we like about it, and that we're at Special Leatherwood in our spot, is the 12-month dynamic, because Eureka Springs had kind of, in the past, we'd sort of shut down or towards, you know, towards Christmas time and for a couple months, and this is something that can bring people year-round. And we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of people from, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, up in that area, who, and hear it over and over, oh, we've been going to Moab for years and years, but it's 27 hours and it's, you know, 10 to 12 to get here.
And Huss says the revenue brought in by mountain bikers will allow the Parks and Rec Commission to make improvements to the city's other amenities. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Justin Huss says he expects at least part of the Downhill Trails project to be completed by April of next year. During a public meeting last week, Eureka Springs residents did express concerns about the impact the project will have on the environment and how quickly everything was approved. Huss says he feels like the commission has addressed those issues and will continue to keep an eye on the project during construction. He also says the commission is considering designating some trails at Leatherwood for hikers only. And later this week on Ozarks at Large, we'll have the second part of the story. The Passion Play in Eureka Springs is also getting in on the trail boom. We'll have more about that on Thursday's edition of Ozarks at Large.